Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
This is your medical moment, and I'm Dr. Ron Surowitz, a family doctor in Jupiter, Florida. Proverbs 25, 4 and 28. Remove the impurities from silver, and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. A person without self-control is like a city with broken-down walls. Let's talk about lifestyle changes. Although there are genetic risk factors for all the chronic degenerative diseases, most of these illnesses are linked to lifestyle, exercise, smoking, and nutrition. Nutrition may be the easiest to change, but each of these can tilt the balance away from disease. The body's cells are in a constant state of flux, at one moment building up and another breaking down. Bones are wearing away and being rebuilt. Plaque is accumulating inside our arteries while other plaque is being removed. If these processes are in balance, health is sustained. But if the rate of decay is a bit faster than repair, there's a net loss of healthy tissue. This is pre-illness growing every day until signs of it finally emerge. There are pharmaceuticals that help to build up rather than allow destruction, and there are nutritionals that can be of benefit, since in many cases the actual cause may be vitamin and micronutrient depletion. Health often depends upon your decision to follow the advice of your doctor. Get the facts and use common sense. Proverbs 8:35 says, "Whoever finds wisdom finds life and receives favor from the Lord." You can take control of your health. And remember, a cheerful heart is good medicine. This is Dr. Ron Surowitz with your medical moment.
Hi, I'm Travis Morgan.
And I'm Patrice Morgan of Next Gen Ministries. Please tune in starting Saturday, April 12th at 10 a.m. as we discuss today's topics.
Do you want to know how you could be fruitful in your salvation, in your marriage, with your finances, in your relationships and careers, all through Jesus Christ? We'll tune in starting Saturday, April 12th at 10 a.m. as we get into the Word of God.
Right here on the Good News Station.
Thank you. bonds and imprisoned by my fears, longing for the key to loose me from my chains, reaching out in desperation, I claim the Christ to Calvary. All my sin, shame, and condemnation by his blood was washed away.
Headed for heaven, no condemnation abides in my soul. I have been made whole. What a sweet life!
All my sins, which were scarlet or whiter than snow,
all washed away by Calvary's blow. Blessed assurance, the song that I sing. I have been made clean. What a sweet life!
Oh, you searched both high and low to find that healing stream, a place to wash away all guilt and shame. All the memories have haunted you with deeds from yesterday. No matter where you turn, there's just more hurt and pain. But from a rugged cross 2,000 years ago, the answer came. Redemption and forgiveness, full and free. Condemnation's power was stripped away with just one blow. For through the blood of Jesus, every sinner is made whole. What a sweet life!
Washed in the blood, fully forgiven, clothed in his righteousness, headed for heaven. No condemnation abides in my soul. I have been made whole. What a sweet life!
All my sins, which were scarlet or whiter than snow,
all washed away by Calvary's blow. Blessed assurance, a song that I sing. I have been made clean.
Bow down before what Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus, the only name given unto man whereby a man can be saved. For the scripture says, he has given us a name that is high above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
His name is wonderful.
His name.
From my past that are dearest to my heart, who have touched my life and helped me see the truth. They were angels sent from God, faithful ones full of His love. Words cannot express my gratitude, and I don't know if I'd be standing here today or have eternal hope if they not show me the way. I'll be eternally grateful, eternally grateful for the everlasting life that I've received. I'll be eternally grateful, eternally grateful to the ones who showing who we are, wayward sinners who were saved by Jesus' hand. They can have abundant life and a peace that fills their souls. All the many blessings heaven's planned. So let's build a raging fire within this church. And as the precious word of Christ is heard through show me your hand. It's about the right and wrong. Ooh, give me faith, I've got to be strong.
Fight the fight and keep the faith. Never, never hesitate.